Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello everyone, welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today on this extended Thanksgiving Day weekend. We have a great show for you this week. We're going to spend better part of the first hour with my buddy Tony Orlando. He's going to be on the show, and then the last segment of the program we have Sally Hodel, who has penned a book about Elvis Presley called Destined to Die Young. Second hour, first guest is another friend of ours, Penn Jillette will be here. The great Henry Winkler will be taking time out of his turkey dinner to join us. Then from Earth, Wind, and Fire, one of the founding fathers of that group, Philip Bailey. And then we'll talk about holiday party giving with Parker Wallace. And Lillian Vasquez will be here to chat about toys for the youngsters during our lifestyle segment. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy today. After a quick pause, my first guest this first hour, we'll spend the better hour with him, Tony Orlando.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this. There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. And hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text GRIT to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text GRIT to 321-321. That's GRIT to 321-321.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Sedgy today. Actually, what you're listening to is my friend of many, many years, and not just a friend, the best friend that anyone could have. Joining us right now on the show is Tony Orlando. Hey, Tony, how you doing?
Hey, Ron, thank you for having me. That's a nice introduction. And it's true. We are brothers. It's a fact.
Yeah, we for some reason, and now our wives are going down the same road.
Yeah, absolutely.
That, you know, there's just this thing about them that, you know, they get along like we do. So it's working to our advantage, you know.
It does. When they get along, everything works, right?
Everything works. Tony's in our studio, and we haven't done one of these face-to-face from the days that I was doing the shows up in Branson when we would do the shows and, you know, various, including your own theater.
Well, I'm sitting in your studio.
Yeah.
Here in Orlando, Florida, and it is impressive.
Well, thank you.
Let me tell you, let me share something with everybody. You come into this room that looks like a, it's a separate house, like a guest house, and in it is all of his, you know, radio equipment, and then you look around, and here's a star framed picture with every conceivable performer as far back as guys like Danny Thomas, who's looking young, and you were looking like a kid.
Right.
You were a kid. It just is amazing. Your good friendship with Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon, who was your buddy and your brother back then on the radio also.
Right.
This is really an impressive place to be, everybody. I wish you could all see this studio, because it's a place where you can tell someone loves show business, loves radio, loves audiences, and loves to give back to people. And it's very prevalent, that feeling in here, Ron. It's great.
I appreciate that. My sons, when they come in here, call this the ego room. I wonder why. You know, I tell them, I said, you know, when you go to Detroit, there's this big building, and at the top of the building, there's a four-letter word. It's called Ford. That's branding, okay? And this is no different than branding, but they don't understand it.
Well, you know, because you're dad. If you were dad and they came into my house and they saw my similar pictures, I'm like, wow, you worked with him?
Right.
You worked with her?
Yeah.
You knew Lucille Ball?
Right.
You knew Sinatra? You know, it's funny. When you're dad, it's a different perspective.
Different deal. Well, I asked, I forgot who it was a comedian, and I said, do your kids enjoy your comedy? He said, are you kidding me? They couldn't stand it, you know. So, Tony, you've had...
You know that record? Forgive me for that record you just played.
Yeah, I love that song.
I have a little story for you on that. There's a guy named Peter Wolf. He was the lead singer of the Jay Giles Band.
Jay Giles Band, yeah.
And married to Faye Dunaway.
Really?
Yeah. And I remember I was doing the Golden Globe Awards. And there was a break in the middle of it. And so I meet up with Peter in the hallway and Faye Dunaway. And we start talking, and Peter says, yeah, you know that Faye can give you the serial number of every doo-wop record ever made? For that matter, every record ever made. I said, come on, stop it, Peter. He goes, Faye, show him. So she goes, just name a title to me, Tony. And I said, okay, Dale Vikings, come go with me. She goes, red and green, red and white, label dark black on the backside, serial number 42177376.
Oh.
So I don't think she's even being close.
Yeah.
I go home, and the numbers that she tells me are really the numbers that are on that record. So she wasn't lying.
Really?
So in the middle of conversation, she goes, you know what you want to do? You want to cut that old song by Jerry Butler called He Will Break Your Heart. Come on, let's sing it. So now I start singing with Peter in the hallway. He don't love you, right? She goes, yeah, that one. I said, tell you what, Faye, I'm going to go back and I'm going to cut it. So the title and Jerry's record, who wrote the song with Curtis Mayfield, is He Will Break Your Heart. It's not He Don't Love You Like I Love You.
Yeah, I didn't know that myself.
So the chorus over and over again is He Don't Love You Like Us. I call Curtis Mayfield. I said, Curtis, would you mind if I change the title to He Don't Love You Like I Love You? He said, well, let me ask you a couple of questions before you do that, Tony. He said, are you cutting it with Thelma and Joyce, Tony Orlando and Dawn? I said, I am. Will it be considered as a single? I said, it will. Will you sing it on your television show? I said, I will. He said, well, in that case, I don't care if you change it to Old MacDonald Had a Farm.
As long as the royalty checks come in, I don't care what you call it.
True story.
Oh, that's funny. You know, you have a song that you know that I love, and that's the Bobby Darin song, Dream Lover. And I always say that when an artist, even a successful artist like you, covers a record, you think, why, how could you do that? Because, you know, it's like Mac the Knife. How do you cover that, right?
Right.
But you have done such a magnificent version. We'll play that later on in the show about how you did that great song, Dream Lover.
Right.
And you thought when you were recording it, because Bobby was in the room, right, you thought you screwed it up.
I forgot the words.
But don't tell me.
If you listen to the end of the record, you hear me say, no, I don't know how. I just forgot the words. Bobby came out and he said, no, don't redo it. The performance was just too good to read, and they kept it.
I think it sounded marvelous. I really do. You got some great stories. Tony's had a book out for several years now, and a very warts and all book. But I got to tell you, he's got stories. He's been here at the studio all afternoon, and he's got stories that are unbelievable. Well, I'm going to pick one. Tell us the story about Doc Severinsen, because it's a story that I'm familiar with, too.
Yeah, in fact, it brought chills to your arm.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we all love Johnny Carson. And we all still do love Johnny Carson. I do, at least.
Yeah.
Okay. But the Johnny Carson to work with, in many cases, was difficult, I understand. Okay? He was a very, very strong personality in charge of his life. and people. And I remember Doc Severinsen saying to me that he was so afraid of Johnny, of doing something wrong in front of Johnny, that he had to take all four fingers and touch his thumb so that he could remind himself to stay within himself. He was so afraid of Johnny. So when you heard, and here's Johnny, he was so nervous. Doc Severinsen was so nervous. And you said to me, oh my God, Tony, look at the hair on my arms are standing up because he told you the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what always amazed me is he would sometimes, we're talking about Doc now, would kind of go head-to-head with Johnny when Johnny would make reference to his outfits and not seem to be afraid. The old bit where he was talking about, he was sitting in, Doc was sitting in for Ed, and they were talking about Thanksgiving. And, you know, in the way Doc was talking to Johnny, it sounded like high school buddies. But he was scared of them.
Yeah, and that was prevalent with a lot of people in Johnny Carson, unfortunately. I don't like to hear that.
Yeah.
Because it didn't happen with me when I met Johnny. Johnny was always very gentlemanly to me. So sometimes when I hear stuff like that, I go, wow. And especially when you think these guys work together every day. Now, Ed didn't feel that way.
No.
You were best friends with Ed McMahon. And Ed had nothing to say but the greatest things about Johnny.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's absolutely true. A different perspective. You tell a story about Don Rickles, which is fascinating. Tell it.
Well, I was my first time in a main room in Las Vegas was with Don Rickles, but we opened for Don. So it was 1974. And Don would always invite me back to his dressing room after the show and just give me advice. He was so kind. He knew I was just starting out. It was always like, you know, Tony, you know, if you do this or if you do that. And one day I said, hey, let me ask you about you and Johnny Carson. I love when you're on his show. Man, it's incredible to see that friendship. He goes, I don't really know Johnny Carson. I said, what? He said, I don't really know him. He said, I've never been to his house. I was never invited to the dinner. It blew my mind. I went, but you look like your best of buddies. Well, Tony, we have to look like that. But Johnny's he's not typical.
Yeah.
So I said, you mean you were not buddies? That was just ad-libbed? He said, yeah.
That is absolutely amazing. I think Don Rickles also admired you because you were so good to your mother. One of the things that I'm sure was the reason, other than your personality and your talent, is that he loved guys, and you are one of them, that loved their mothers. He was very big on that. That's why he made the comment to me the one time, that's why he was so enamored by Elvis Presley. And, of course, your relationship with your mother, I know, and if he knew it, that would be
amazing. Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Wow.
We're going to pause for a second. My very special guest is my very special best buddy, Tony Orlando. We're live nationwide and around the world, and Tony and I will be right back with more with Ron Segi today.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Whey, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way. A girl I hold in my arms. You know the magic of her charms. Because I want a girl to call.
I told you that's a great version of it. Dream Lover, that's not Bobby Darin. That's my buddy Tony Orlando with a version that I just absolutely love. That has done so well.
You're not going to believe who's singing backgrounds on that record. It was Carole King.
Really?
Yeah, because Carole arranged, I think, 11 out of the 13 songs that we did. And Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow was cut before the Shirelles. And Some Kind of Wonderful was cut before the Drifters. My job with Carole, 16, 15 years old, I cut that record, Dream Lover. When I met her through Don Kirshner, was to do demos for the artists that she was writing for. So she would say, oh, this is for the Drifters, and I would try to sound like the Drifters. Mm-hmm. Take Good Care of My Baby, this is for Bobby V. I would try to sound like Bobby V. And that was their way of teaching me how to make records. She did all the backgrounds on that first album.
You got stories that are unbelievable. I'm going to have you pick one, because we were talking about three before we came in.
You like all my stories. And it's funny, I get with Ron, and I love him so much that I open up and I tell stories to him that I don't usually tell on a television show or radio show. Not even on my radio show do I talk about it. And I don't know, he just brings it out of me because he loves people and he loves show business and he loves radio, and it's obvious he's been in it so long. He loved the story I told about, I was doing a movie with Adam Sandler called That's My Boy. And so it was all filmed in New England. And at the end of the shoot, I get a phone call and I hear a voice, and it's a female, and she says, hi, sweetheart. I said, sweetheart? I said, is this you, Franny? That's my wife. She goes, oh, come on. You know who I am. Come on. It's your sweetheart. I go, ma'am, I don't know. Who is this? She goes, it's me, Ethel Kennedy. I said, oh, my God, Mrs. Kennedy. No, don't you call me Mrs. Kennedy. Call me sweetheart, or I'm hanging up. I said, okay, I'll try my best, but I feel it. No, you have to do it. Call me sweetheart. I said, okay, sweetheart, how are you? I haven't seen you in so long. Fine, how's Franny? She loved Franny. She met Franny, my wife, at an event. And she said, I said, oh, she's fine, Mrs. Kennedy. What is my name? Oh, sorry, sweetheart. Yeah, what are you doing tomorrow? Are you filming tomorrow? I said, no, tomorrow's Sunday. We're not filming. She goes, well, would you like to go sailing tomorrow with us? You're asking me if I would like to go sailing with the Kennedys? She goes, yes. I said, well, sweetheart, I'm ready. Absolutely. She goes, okay, you come. Do you know where we live? I said, I think I can find out where you live. She goes, okay, then. Just come right up to the door and open the door. It'll be open, and I'll see you at 8 o'clock, and just yell out, sweetheart, now come right down. I said, okay, sweetheart, have a good night. Next morning, I get in the car, and I drive to the Kennedy compound in Hyannisport. And there it is. I had never been there before. and just a picket fence. No wall, no security, nothing. Just a picket fence. This is it. I walk up to the front door and I stand there thinking, do I really open this door and then say, sweetheart? I mean, do I do that? So I get the courage up. I open the door. I go, sweetheart. She goes, I'll be right down, Tony.
Oh,
and
my.
Down the stairs comes this beautiful elderly woman. She looked about 4'2". She's coming down that staircase with her arms open, and she gives me a hug. She says, well, welcome to the Kennedy compound. As I walk just 2 steps past that staircase, there's a television set. It looks like it's out of the 50s. She said, oh, wait, you see that TV, Tony? That's where me and Bobby and Jackie and Jack stood here waiting for the votes to come in for him to become president of the United States. How could I be in this position? Where is my mother? Where are my friends? No one's ever going to believe this.
Where's everybody I graduated with?
Right. So she goes, come on, we're having lunch for you today. I said, what? She said, yeah, the whole family's coming over. So in comes all the Kennedys, including Bobby Jr., including all the grandchildren. And she says, well, we're having a buffet, so go help yourself. I'm like, oh, are you kidding? I'm really here, right? So I'm now at the table, and Mrs. Kennedy, before we even start, taps the glass. Ding, 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 ding. Hey, everybody, what do you say? I'm in the mood to sing Candida. Oh, my Candida, we can make it together. The kids and everybody singing Candida with Ethel Kennedy. Okay. No, I know this is hard to believe, but I swear this is all true. You know Candida? Yeah, but my favorite one. Come on, let's do Yellow Ribbon. Oh, tie a yellow ribbon round thee. She knows every word. She's singing, and she's conducting the Kennedy family, grandchildren included, to sing this song they never heard of. So, and they're all singing. Bobby Kennedy Jr. is doing it. God bless him. She sings Knock 3 times. She hits the table 3 times and everything. I can't believe this is happening. Can we have a tape of this or something? I can't believe it. She says, this is a memory for you to keep, Tony. But I'm going to take you on a tour right now because, as you notice, we can't go sailing. Tremendous rainstorm going on. Yes, but Bobby, get Tony a poncho because I want to take Tony in the golf cart and show him all the houses on the compound. I said, sweetheart, it's pouring rain. You think a little rain is going to stop a Kennedy? Seriously? You think that's going to stop me? Come on, get into this golf cart. Now she proceeds to take me to every house. I think there's 4 or 5 on the compound. One house, she says, this house we gave to John Jr. But this is where John Kennedy and Jackie would stay when they came. This was where they stayed. And she'd take me to the next one and give me the history of the next house, etc. So I go, Mrs. Kennedy, sweetheart. I said, sorry, sweetheart. And she said, oh, tomorrow I have to go to a session. I got to get my hair done. And I said, so I get this idea. What if I tell the people who do all the makeup to come over and do your hair and makeup? You would do that for me? I said, absolutely. So I go back and I tell the makeup department, send me 2 ladies to do her hair. And they did her hair. So here's the end of the story. A week later, the shoot is over. And the house that we're doing the movie in, George and Laura Bush are coming to stay in the wealthy man's house that we're taping this movie in. I get a phone call. He says, Tony, I just spoke to President Bush. He'd like you to come over for lunch. This is a week later. Well, he wants you to come have lunch with us. You'll stay? So of course I'll stay. So I come over, and President Bush says, Tony, you'll never know where I'm going next Saturday. I said, where are you going, Mr. President? I'm going sailing with the Kennedys. So now I'm sitting there thinking to myself, should I tell him that this little old singer was also invited? Don't feel like you're such a big shot. What do I do, right? So I look at him and I go, Mr. President, I was offered that. And we had a downpour. But I was afraid to tell you because the Democrat and the Republican said, let me tell you something, Tony. My father is best friends with Bill Clinton. We have known the Kennedys all of my life. We may disagree politically, but we're friends. And that was something that stayed with me. And I just hope that that kind of thinking prevails.
Tony Orlando is our guest, telling some great stories. Love when Tony's on the show. It's not even work. It's just like, you know, talking to an old friend, and that's what we're doing here with Ron Sedgy today, and we'll be right back with more.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News.
Police in Chesapeake, Virginia released a so-called death note written by the gunman Andre Bing sometime before he fatally shot six people at the Walmart where he worked as a supervisor before turning the gun on himself. The gun, by the way, purchased legally before the shooting on Tuesday night. Huawei and ZTE are no longer allowed to sell communications equipment in the U.S. The Federal Communications Commission voted unanimously to approve the new rule. It's also restricting the use of some China-made video surveillance equipment. $9.12 billion spent online during Black Friday, setting a new record, so says Adobe. Sales were up overall on the first day of the holiday shopping season. Award-winning actress and singer Irene Cara has died at her Florida home. The voice behind Fame and Flashdance, What a Feeling, was 63 years old. Online at USARadio.com, you're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Company. Cut.com. That's GCN taxcut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
While I leave.
above you.
Another million seller by our guest, Tony Orlando. My pal is in the studio with us, and we're spending an hour with him. And Tony, I can never get tired of listening to that song.
Well, you know, that's the biggest selling record I ever had.
Even bigger than the Yellow Ribbon?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. In its initial release, yes. Now, over the years, Yellow Ribbon made comeback after comeback. Same two writers, Irwin Levine and Larry Brown, wrote both songs. But that sold in its initial release in America, not even around the world yet, 4 million records.
Wow. Really?
2 million records was the sale for Yellow Ribbon in its initial release in the States. So two times the amount of records, for not three times.
But Tiny Yellow Ribbon is the signature song.
Definitely.
Tony does a radio show every week, 10 to midnight Eastern Time, WABC Radio. How do you like being on the air as a radio host rather than being the interviewee?
I've been blessed, Ron. I've done Broadway, movies, television network show, right? Played all the casinos in the world, all the great palaces in the world. I never knew how hard it was to do what you do. No, really, really, because no one sees you. They only feel you on the radio. And they can tell whether you're full of it or not on the radio. You have to be solid, truthful, honest, and you have to be able to exaggerate the emotions of the person listening and make them entertained. It's tough when it's just you and a microphone.
It's the theater of the mind. That's the reason.
Well, I've heard that before, but that doesn't, I don't think that describes to the listener right now what the theater of the mind is.
Well, no, it was in the old days when you had the Green Hornet.
Well, no, yeah, but not, but when I work with you, I don't even think about, because you make it so natural. When I'm doing the radio show, I'm going, oh my God, is that good? It's weird. It's like I'm talking to people that are not there, but I know they're out there. I'm talking to people that I'm not at a camera. I'm not facing an audience. I'm not sensing the emotion from the audience, the buzz. When I look at the camera, I know that guy that's sitting on the couch dunking his Oreo cookies in the milk like I used to do is sitting out there. I know he is. So I picture him. So I talk to him or her. But radio, just you and the microphone and the room. And you hope that you're communicating to those people, having them feel your heart. And so this is really an art form.
Well, you know, Tony, a lot of people who go from small markets to major markets in this business, they get nervous when they do that. But, you know, I sit in this room and I talk to the country, talk to the world, for all that matter. You do the same thing. But when I sat at a little radio station in Pennsylvania, I have the same feeling here as I do there because I can't equate it with the crowd. If you walk out and do a show and there's 200 people there, that's one feeling. If you walk out and there's 20,000 people, that's another. The fear factor goes up.
Well, that's where we differ. I work the same for 200 people that I work
for. Oh, I know.
I don't even change the emotion.
No, I understand that, and you're right. But in broadcasting, if somebody says they're going to go from Knee Bend, Indiana to New York City, actually, if they're sitting in that room,
I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
I got you. Yeah, I got you.
But you like it?
I do like it. I like it because I'm able to be creative on the station that I'm on at WABC, which is an iconic station in New York.
Sure.
50,000 watt station in its day. I used to hear it in Florida.
Everywhere. Yeah, everywhere.
And you know, I find it challenging to come up with something different every show. I was always a little bit worried about my radio voice because you're born with the gift of a radio voice. I don't have that. So I thought, is this right for this genre? And so far, it's been great.
I mean this. There's actually, the days have gone by for the radio voice. Everybody thinks that you go, good evening, everyone, and now the latest news. You know what? Some of the greatest radio personalities, it's their personality. Look at Wolfman Jack. Look at Don Imus. Look at Howard Stern.
Cousin Brucey.
Cousin Brucey. You know, these guys don't have the...
That's true. You're making me feel pretty good now.
Well, they don't. It's the entertaining factor.
Yeah.
I worked with a couple of guys that changed their voice just to sound different, so we didn't sound like everybody else on the agenda. Tony, let's talk about your stage show, your performance. You know, you work really hard on stage. I mean, we just saw Tony a couple of weeks ago playing here in Central Florida. Works extremely hard. How long can that happen without taking just a physical toll? You're not Perry Como from the standpoint of sitting on the stool. You are working that stage like crazy. So it's not a situation where you say, well, I'll just lay back and Bing Crosby. You are working like you were 24 years old.
And what you don't know that particular show you came to, I was slowing down. Now, I'll tell you why. Sammy Davis used to say to me, Tony, keep moving. The audience has never listened to a moving target.
It's the same thing for go collectors, too.
Yeah.
Keep moving.
Keep moving. And, you know, I tell you what, the energy doesn't come from me on stage. The energy comes from the people out there. I've not known anything else since I was 15 years old.
Yeah.
And this is my 63rd year in show business. Yeah. This is my 50th year headlining in Las Vegas. You talk about a blessing. So I go out there, my attitude is not taking, my attitude is giving. And so it may appear like I'm working hard and no, I'm just trying to give as much of my heart and soul to them as I possibly can.
Tony, you've had a remarkable career. And I'm not saying that for any other reason.
Oh, I've been blessed.
Yeah, really. I mean, being blessed is one thing. Having the talent to pull it off is another. And you have television, a Broadway, author, composer, singer, actor. Actually, when they talk about a full package, they said Elvis Presley was, but I don't think Elvis ever starred in a Broadway show, nor did he write a book. I show Tony the pictures that I have in my studio of the celebrities that I've worked with over the years, and then he tells a story, and I feel like I have, you know, melting ice cream. His stories,
melting ice cream.
His stories are so much better than mine. I got to hang around.
That's what you think. But when we listen to your show, that isn't true. And let me tell you something about what he's saying. And let me just clear that up a little bit. Because like I want to please the audience, you want to please your guest. You give up a lot of yourself for the guest, buddy. I mean, if you ever came to Ron's home, you will laugh from the moment you sit down to the moment you leave. He's hysterical. His stories are unbelievable. His love of this country is beyond anything you could ever imagine. And he talks about it in a loving, sweet, wonderful way. And so all the things he thinks that we do, he does, but he gives us the stage on his radio show. Trust me.
Well, you're the star. Tony, I can't express how much I treasure your friendship. And I say this because...
Ditto.
Yeah, I really do. You know, Tony sits in the house here, and he calls somebody up in New York and says, I got a guy here, you should have him on your radio station. Then he calls a congressman from one of the... You got to know this guy. Then he would have called Biden, but Biden is on a plane, and Trump is playing golf, and the Pope wasn't feeling well. And Christ was, you know, he's tied up.
Oh, my God.
And I'm saying, yeah, and here's a picture of Captain Kangaroo.
And by the way, there is a picture of Captain Kangaroo in this very studio.
And Howdy Doody.
And Howdy Doody. Oh, my God. You see what I mean, folks? You have to come to Ron's house to believe
it. You can't forget Howdy Doody. You guys are real.
You know what? You should do a show called Ron's House and invite everybody over.
Oh, good. Tell that to my wife.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? Maybe she can come on and give a... She's an unbelievable cook. And give a couple of recipes out there because, you know, wives out there making the pasta I just had would be incredible. I mean, the dinners that I was served tonight, that you go to the best restaurants on the planet, ain't going to beat what I got tonight.
Wait till you get the bill.
You got it.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest has been Tony Orlando. Tony's website is TonyOrlando.com. Clever. I told it to Rickles the time. He named his book Rickles. I said, boy, how long did it take you to come up with that name? Tony Orlando, a legend in this business. I'm telling you right now, Tony Orlando is a legend in this business. I was at the gas station the other day, and I was getting air in my tires, and I said, I got to get this really good because I'm going to have my friend Tony Orlando. What's Tony doing now? Where's Tony doing now?
No,
what's Tony? Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You're big at the gas station. We're going to pause. Tony and I will be right back with one more quick segment with Ron Sedgie today.
If you receive my letter telling you I'd soon be free, then you'll know just what to do if you still want me. If you still want me. What tie of rhythm around the old. If I don't see a river around the old oak tree, I'll stay on the bus, forget about us, put the blame on me. If I don't see a yellow river around the old oak tree.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Christian was a high-level athlete.
And in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of.
Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Today, Tony Orlando is staying over for another short segment because he wants to tell us a great story, another one of his show business stories, and he has played for many presidents. How many presidents did you sing for?
Eight
presidents.
Eight
presidents.
Yeah.
And Lincoln was the first one.
Huh? Yeah.
What was he like in real life?
The sound system wasn't very good.
You're in the wrong theater.
Oh, my God. Don't even go there.
Still too early, as Carson would say. Still too early.
Oh,
Tony, you had a great friendship. In fact, you inherited his band of Bobby Darin, one of the greats.
Your idol.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
One of your idols.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, one of mine.
You got to tell me about the time that he invited you over with his beautiful wife, Sandra Dee, for dinner.
I'm 16 years old, and you played on your show, Dream Lover. It's
right
around that time. And he's my idol. And he says to me, listen, Tony, you coming to California to do some TV shows, why don't you come to the house for dinner? Here's my number. Call me. Now, remember, that's like God inviting you over.
Sure.
Okay, so I get to California. I called Darren. I said, Mr. Darren? He said, yeah, Tony, come on over. Can you give me the address? Oh, sure. I said, I'll take a cab over. He goes, no, let me come pick you up. I said, no, please. Let me cab. So, okay, come for dinner. I'm nervous. Oh, man, Ron, let me tell you, I was shaking.
Sure.
I'm about to meet my idol. He opens the door, and there's this superstar house in Beverly Hills. And he's dressed very casually. He says, come on, Sandy made a great dinner for us. And she made pork chops with mashed potatoes and cream corn.
You remember that?
Oh, I'll never forget it. And here's why I'll never forget it, okay? I'm nervous, and I pick up my fork, and I pick up my knife, and I'm now about to cut into the pork chop, beautiful pork chop. And as I put the knife into the pork chop slides off my dish, takes the cream corn and the mashed potatoes, and where does it land, Ron? On Sandra D's chest. Right on her dress. I mean, it's splattered all over her shoulders, and I'm now, I can't believe, I just did this to Bobby Darin's wife. By the way, she's a superstar in her own right in the movies, Sandra D. And Bobby goes, oh, that's funny. Oh, that's hysterical. And he's starting to make, I start to cry. I was so embarrassed. He said, no, man. He said, no, man. He said, this is the greatest. This is a story to tell for all time. And I tell you now, it's now since 1961 that I told that story. It had to be told on your show.
Wow.
Because you love Bobby Darin.
And I love that story. I hope that you ate the food and didn't let that go to waste, because you had a plate there that you will never...
Sitting in a place that would have been interesting, yeah.
Very interesting. I love that story. Lucky to be around Bobby Darin, lucky to be around everybody. Tony was with everybody. Yeah. Elvis, the whole nine yards. Thanks, Tony.
Well, thank you, sir.
Tony Orlando. I love you, buddy.
Love you more.
That's so kind of you to say. Tony is a great guy. I appreciate his friendship and his many visits to our show. He's terrific. A couple of weeks back, we had a gentleman by the name of Ron Strauss on the air, and he was the pilot of Elvis Presley's big jet, the Convair 880 Lisa Marie. And it was written not only by Ron, but also by a lady by the name of Sally Hodell, who also wrote another book about Elvis called Destined to Die Young. Sally's going to join us right now and chat about that book, because that is equally fascinating. And there have been so many stories about the death of Elvis Presley because of drug issues. But I don't know how many really realize that he had many health issues that were hereditary from birth. And Sally joins us on the show right now, Sally Hodell. Hi, Sally. How are you doing? And thanks for being here.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
I want to talk to you a little bit about this book, Elvis, Destined to Die Young, the story about Elvis's health problems. This is another great book. There has been so many things talked about over the years about pill taking and all of the other problems, but he had health problems far beyond that, with colon, eyes, impacted bowel, maybe even Crohn's disease, and some of it was hereditary. I mean, a lot of the pills that he was taking was to overcome these ailments, and I know he got hooked on them, but he had a lot
of
hereditary ailments, did he not?
Without question. You know, he's always looked at through that narrow lens of sex, drugs, and rock and roll, but it's not enough for Elvis, because he really did have a lot of issues. And again, his story is always told as one of self-destruction, but it was a story of survival, you know, through extreme poverty, extreme fame, and then these health issues that either were unknown or little known about them, you know, at that time. And when he passes, he has disease and disorder in 9 of the 11 systems of the body, always written off as the end result of the prescription medication abuse, but at least 5 of them, evidence shows, were there prior to fame, most likely since birth, and a couple major ones, there's absolute evidence in his family tree. We know his mother died at 46,
right.
Similar 4-year period of degenerative health. But looking at his tree, she has 3 brothers who also died between 46 and 55 in heart, liver, lung-related issues. And his maternal grandparents, Gladys's parents, were first cousins. So the idea is that they're, you know, that doubling of the gene pool created issues for Gladys and her siblings, and some of that obviously was inherited by Elvis as well.
You know, he had that glaucoma, where they used to
give him a shot right in the eye. Man, when I heard that right. story, I couldn't believe it.
And very young and very unusual to have glaucoma, you know, 35, 36 years old.
Right. And you're right. He had a long history of problems. Even Vernon, you know, he actually died, what, at 62 of heart failure, but he had been in failing health for about 10 years before that.
Absolutely. And when you look at Gladys, you know, everybody, she's kind of romanticized as well. And everybody likes to talk about how she died of a broken heart because her only son was going into the Army. But she actually had a cardiologist as early as the Audubon House, so 1956. And even in the 1950s, very unusual for a woman in her mid-40s to have a cardiologist. But she was very ill, and I think they all knew that, but they kept it very private.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Well, I got to tell you something, Sally. You hit a grand slam with these two books.
Thank you.
Destined to Die Young, a story of Elvis's health problems, and I think more specifically outlined than some of the books that you've seen before. And the other book that you wrote, and we had him on the show a couple of weeks ago, was Destined to Fly, the story of pilot Ron Strauss, a man that flew the well-known Lisa Marie for 2 years, 75-77, up until Elvis's untimely death on August 16th, 1977. And great stories about behind the scenes. Sally, you ever get down to Florida?
I do. At least once a year, I try.
Tell you what, you got to come down and join us down here, be our guest. Maybe we can go out and break bread together, chat a little bit more, and I'll show you my Stutz Blackhawk.
I would love that, for sure.
Sally, thanks for joining us. Good luck, and you're welcome back anytime, especially when you get these other books out, okay?
Awesome. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Sally Hodel has been our guest, and Sally has penned these great books about the king of rock and roll from a perspective that we haven't seen from the other 10 million books that have been out. So you got to get both of them. Oh, I could talk to you for hours, Sally.
Fun stuff, huh?
Oh, yeah. And before we close out the first hour, I want to remind everybody that you can visit our website, which is ronsegi.com. That's ronsegi.com. And when you get on that site, you can hit the icon that says Listen Live, and you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. You can also hit the button that says Facebook, and you and I can become friends on Facebook. And there's another website I'd like you to visit if you get a chance, and it's called Segi Sings, SEGGISINGS, and it talks about our complete concert tour with my 15-piece orchestra with a tribute to the American Bandstand songs. And if you get a chance, check them both out, okay? We're going to pause for a second, live coast to coast and all around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it. The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
On this extended Thanksgiving Day holiday weekend, that wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi Today. I want to thank my buddy of many years, Tony Orlando, for spending an entire hour with us talking about so many things that has happened in his remarkable career. And also want to thank author Sally Hodell, who has penned a book called Destined to Die Young, synopsis of how Elvis Presley had many problems before he got into medication that actually may have caused his death and the reason for dying at such a young age. Next hour, from Penn and Teller, Ben Gillette will be here. From, of course, Happy Days, Henry Winkler, Earth, Wind, and Fire founder Philip Bailey, and Parker Wallace and Lillian Vasquez. That's next hour with Ron Segi Today.